morning, boys and girls, and adults also. I was looking forward for the children to be there, so I have to turn this way rather than this way. But as I try to tell this story, whisper a little prayer in your heart for me. I was reading the story about Jonah, so I said, I'll tell the story about Jonah. And to the children, one day the word of the Lord came unto Jonah. And Jonah was afraid, because the word of the Lord said unto Jonah to go to this great city. Do any one of the children know the name of the city? What is it like? That's very good. It's Nineveh. But Jonah was afraid to go to Nineveh. So, what Jonah tried to do, children? Yes, Jonah tried to run away. And you know, when the Lord speaks to us, we must not run away, because it is bad. We're going to bear the consequences after. So Jonah decided to run away. And what city did he try to go to? Anybody know? Tarshish. Okay. But when Jonah paid his money and get on the boat, and he paid his money to get on the boat. And when he got on the boat, he didn't even stay up top. Where did he go in the boat? He down to the bottom. And then what happened to him down there? No, he ain't get swallowed yet. He fell asleep. And he think because he fell asleep, he was going to get away from God. So the Lord sent out strong wind and the tempest in the sea rise up. You all know when a hurricane is coming, how the sea torn up. And then we hear, do not go out there, but some people still decide, well, I'm going fishing, I'm a fisherman. And they're out there on the boat, and the water going on bad, and the wind blowing. And I guess the men and them there, they bailing out water getting in the boat. You know, light. They're bailing out the water. And then they want to know, well, how come the sea is so rough? What happened? Did someone do something bad? So the men and them decide to cast a lot, you know, to see who had done something to their God. Because there were all kind of people on the boat. I guess there were Chinese, Japanese, Hebrews, and Egyptian, and so on the boat. So they decided to cast a lot. No, before they cast the lot, the shipmaster went down in the boat and saw Jonah down there, sleeping away, hard in the nap, believe he could have get away. But he didn't get away. Wake him up, bring him upstairs. And they decided to cast a lot to see which one of us God. But no, there's only one God, but them had a lot of other gods. So they decided to cast a lot. And the lot fell on Jonah. And what did Jonah tell them? What did Jonah tell them? Throw him out into the sea. But the men and they was afraid. They still tried to row the boat closer to shore because they don't want to throw him out and he's dead and then Jonah blood on their shoulder. You know? No, they don't want that. So they didn't throw him out yet, but then he still wanted him to throw him over in the water. So he looked the water get more rough now, so they decided to throw him out now. But you know, our good and great God place a whale out there. How many runs did you all think they hit Jonah out there in the sea? 4 or 6? I believe they throw him for 6 runs. But the whale or the shark was a great catcher that he opened his mouth and catch him. And imagine how when Jonah get in the fish belly. How long was Jonah in the belly of the fish? 3 days and 3 nights Jonah spent there. And in the fish belly, Jonah prayed. Because, you know, we like to pray the most time we can pray when we're in trouble, eh? So Jonah began to pray. And God hear him again. And he answer. And he caused the whale or the shark to go up there and vomit him out. Imagine how Jonah look and how he smell. When the fish vomit him out up there. And then the word of the Lord came to him again, you know, telling him to go to Nineveh. And Jonah decided to go. And you know, to get to Nineveh, it would have taken Jonah 3 days. But Jonah took one. So see how fast Jonah went. I often hear one of the elder preach and say, the gospel must go with what? Speed and power and haste. Well, Jonah did go with speed and haste there. Okay, it would have taken him 3 days, but it took him one. And Jonah went to Nineveh. And he preached to the people, told them what God tell him, that they should turn from their wicked ways, or else he shall punish them. And did the people obey and turn from their wicked ways? Yes, they did. And even the king up there on the throne, he too had to come down, because all of us had to come down to each other level. So he had to come down to repent of their sins. And God spared them. I guess your parents can tell you the rest of the story, because some point there Jonah was angry that God did not punish the people and them. So your parents will tell you that end. But my end is God did spare Nineveh and the people. So that's the end of my story. I didn't give it a name, but can one of the children tell me a name that we can give this story? I have a name in mind, but a top, a heading, but tell me a heading that you think we should have named this story. Two children, one from there. Huh? Jonah gone for six. Over here, what? No, I would have named it Jonah. I would not have named it that, but y'all give some good try. I would have named my story Jonah Vacation Backfires.